Morning, everybody. There's been a lot of people asking questions about what these 5G micro antenna look like. Well, this is one particular make called Telenza. There's lots of different makes. They're a single element in a large array. They're fitted to these LED streetlights. They're biologically toxic to all life. That's how I knew this was a kill grid, all right? Because obviously, the fit of these technologies, that's the reason you still don't see any insects flying around these lights, because they're dead. It's an environmental crime. So they've killed off all the pollinators, and that's how we knew that there was something very untoward about this particular weapons deployment on the street outside of your home, because these are biologically toxic to all life. The blue phosphor-coated LEDs are absolutely toxic. They get more toxic over time as the phosphor wears off. But this is the single element in the bit, because obviously I get a lot of Satan's helpers, what we should call them, trolls. Satan's helpers are trolls, all right? And obviously Satan doesn't want people to know what's really going on, because this is a kill grid. So this single element is in a large array. Let me just show you what it looks like, all right? You see the single elements talking to each other. So the blanket coverage, the area, which is toxic, it's mainly sub-gigahertz, so it penetrates. Now you see this here, it says, over a million telecells, a lot more than that, by the way, they're in the billions now, and they're all over the world, and it has a range up to 6 miles. So these are directly outside of your bedroom windows, and each one has a range of 6 miles, okay? These are not what some people say, for, you know, they need to be on every street light because they're doing travel very far, because you can see that's just a lie, all right? But this is the bit I want you to see at the left-hand side. You see what it says there? Discrete looks like a regular photocell, right? Let's just show you what it is. Here's the piece of hardware, right? Now that's a directional antenna, all right? 3,300 watt relay there. Massive capacitance. You see the capacitance on an antenna board. Look at the capability of this. That's a supercap, by the way. I think directly in front of you. So it has massive capacitance, right? If, let's say, I wanted to use it as an EMP. Now, that would be quite interesting, because if I got enough people full of tungsten nanoparticles, and I've got hundreds of thousands of these within a short area of each other, as we do, because I fit it to all of the toxic LED street furniture that's biologically toxic. This is a kill grid. It's what it is. It's only masquerading as a telecommunications system. These are directional antennas. Well, these are directional antennas, not omnidirectional antennas, as the Satan's helpers will try and convince you, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to convince you, convict you into believing their fake narrative. The reason it's got a 3,300 watt relay switch on is because they're going to bang a load of power through that and basically shoot things with it, or uses an EMP. Now, can you imagine having couple of hundred thousand of these 3,300 watt capability pumping out what's called an EMP? And if you've got that tungsten nanoparticle in you, well, unfortunately, your life expectancy is going to go to zero. In fact, what could be really interesting, there might be nothing left of you when they pull an EMP attack. This is capability. Smart meters have the same capability, the same massive capacitance capability. It's all part of a plan. And obviously we see things going forward, what's happening today. The lockdowns, the shutting down the democracy, the lockdowns are stopping people from talking about this, because that's why they've shut the pubs and the clubs. They don't want people talking about this, or how the sub-gigahertz frequency causes the Klebsiella pneumoniae pathogen to increase its virility in your area, causing pneumonia, which we know they're going to put what that down to. Interesting enough, seems people have stopped dying of dementia, people have stopped dying of flu, they're dying of something else, and we know what that is. because that's what's being put on that death certificates, even if you have a heart attack. It's quite interesting, isn't it? So this plan, very well orchestrated, organised. Unfortunately, for the criminals who are going along with it, and Satan's little helpers, I wouldn't like to be you.